A weak solidarity Bricky team listener when True Blue Aussie declared it would show it is not being hypocritical in this good guys, bad guys world by inviting the leaders of Sudan, the Palestinian non-land, non-people, Western Sahara, those fleeing the Myanmar military and others suffering from good guy lovers of liberty, freedom and democracy bullies to address Parliament. Big Supremo Scuttlebend Morlashson, a.k.a. Scummo, again declaring True Blue Aussie would always stand up to bullies, as determined by our very, very, very close friend, the US of the UN of the US of the world. The US of hates bullies, Scummo stated the obvious. Oh, and there was the cost of living, or sorry, the budget. Well, we've covered that. No, seriously, we have to commend the government for being aware that the cost of living is inflating rapidly and addressing the cost of living, because it does recognise people are concerned about the cost of living, which impacts on the cost of living. And so the cost of living budget does something about the cost of living by handing the poorest of the poor a $4.80 a week handout for the next 12 months. Workers an extraordinarily generous vote winning $8.07 a week, predicting there'll be lots of jobs for those workers, but sadly, not much in the wages department. Oh, well, no, that's unfair. Big economic guru Josh Friedem Iceberg says, thanks to the government's responsible policies, wages will increase after the election. Socialist Party Supremo and would-be Big Supremo, Anthony Albanese, said he would increase wages by increasing productivity, taking on the very problem caring employers have pointed out time and again, ad infinitum really, is the cause of the slow wages growth that so worries them. Although Anthony, we put to Anthony, the actual figures show productivity has been increasing, has been healthy, and the caring business class profits and boardroom and CEO remunerations are soaring. The only part of the equation not increasing, and indeed decreasing, is wages. This shows, as responsible caring employers and their representatives, like industry profit groups, Innes Will Cost the Workers have pointed out, productivity is still not at a level at which workers can be rewarded. And Innes is a man who knows what he's talking about. Yes, we've noticed that. Which shows, sadly, because everyone knows I am a lifelong supporter of working people, that workers only have themselves to blame for stagnant wages, and a socialist government which I lead will ensure they pull their fingers out. And you've said you'll govern for the big end of town. Exactly, obviously in order to assist working families. So either way, it seems wages are certain to increase after the election. Bad luck, Anthony, but with $4.80 a week to whoop it up on, Scummo and Josh have got my vote. Innes spoke for caring employers in attacking the outrageous ACTU submission for a 5% pay rise for the lowest paid of the lowest paid, citing the massive $4.80 and $8.07 bribe, or, sorry, responsible handout, as showing workers have already had an increase and that must be taken into account in assessing the minimum wage case. These payments will provide people with significant relief from the uplift in inflation and should counter large wage claims, he sages. No embellishment, listener. They would equate to a substantial percentage of a wage rise, indicating Innes and the team may just go for a slightly lower figure than the ACTU's economy-crippling 5%, like, say, a responsible minus. After all, that substantial percentage at $8.07 a week equates to a massive 20 cents an hour. That must be taken into account. Absolutely sensible and responsible attitude from Innes, who has for so long worried day and night about slow wages growth. And what thanks does he get? That Sally McManus, representing evil unions and lazy avaricious workers, said, how's this for a load of rubbish, said, suggesting that the one in four workers who rely on the minimum wage case for pay rises should be punished because of the election bribes is outrageous. Outrageous. What's outrageous is that anyone could think the $4.80 and $8.07 were election bribes when we know they represent ScoMo and Josh's concern for all of us facing cost of living increases. And why shouldn't the government handout be returned as private profit for the caring employers? Well, it will anyway, but why not have a double dip? Get it as people spend it and use it to ensure they have less to spend. It's also sensible and logical. Not sensible and logical, an even greater threat to workers whom caring employers so care about, given voice this week by one of Innes's close colleagues, Steve, not the workers' friend of the True Blue Aussie Mines and Metals Profits Association, who told the Brisbane Club, whatever that is, presumably some working class organisation, that the time for industrial relations reform is now. The government has dropped the ball, afraid, Steve made an important point, of evil union and socialist attacks. Yet a proposal by the socialists and evil unions, as a prime example, that Labour hire workers receive the same pay as direct employees is, quote, a brick wall in front of free market competition principles. We must have the free market competition principles, freedom to employ the workers we so care about on the best possible terms. And they must have the freedom under free market competition principles to accept working for us for lower wages and conditions. Freedom of choice. And Steve was also concerned that unions, evil, evil unions, would push for bargaining fees to pay for non-union members covered by union agreements. This atrocious policy, Steve told his audience, which presumably nodded knowingly, abrading the God-given right of workers not to join a union. And Steve said, ScoMo and the team must come up with policies to counter the socialist direct, quote, terrible ideas formulated around myths, gross exaggerations, and scare campaigns. Steve also went to the number of high-profile caring employers sprung for underpaying workers millions, scathingly critical of these caring employers. I hear you say, well, no, proof that we must scrap the award system. If there were no awards, they wouldn't be underpaying them. He made another strong point. Got a feeling Steve too won't be supporting that 5% wage increase for the lowest of low paid. While workers can wait, we've been waiting for centuries when we think about it, or even when we don't think about it, so what's a few weeks more? Caring employers can't wait, especially the construction giants who deliver all the infrastructure that keeps our society in infrastructure, whether we need it or not, who are suffering from soaring prices of materials. Imagine how much higher prices would be soaring if the price of labour were also to rise, showing how responsible it is that caring employers and ScoMo and Josh ensure the price of labour does not soar. Well, not until after the election. Anyway, material costs are soaring and the construction industry has come up with this brilliant and imaginative idea. The public purse should meet the costs of cost blowouts. But what about market forces, laissez-faire, the principle Steve was talking about? For God's sake, we're asking the government to guarantee the market works the way it should, which shows yet again how naive we are when it comes to matters of the delicate flower that is the economy, the greatest little economic order of them all. So when your costs increase, the government should meet those extra costs. We dug an even deeper hole in our naivety and ignorance. Therefore, as the price of resources, for instance, also soars, and the great resource giants make mega profits, how much of those windfall profits should they give back to the government? The construction spokesperson didn't even think that nonsense worth a reply. Oh, and also contributing to market forces laissez-faire, caring employers also told the government the budget must extend the public purse, meeting the costs of training workers and apprentices and their wages. And ScoMo and Josh obliged because they know this helps market forces and laissez-faire, and market forces and laissez-faire are good for all of us, even if that thoughtful contribution to the caring employers costs a touch more than, say, $4.80 a week. Santos, thus the profits, displayed its commitment to addressing climate change, if there is such a thing, by promising not to export the oil and gas for which it continues to explore and extract to countries that are not committed to addressing climate change, if there is, like Santos is committed. But, we asked Supremo Kevin Gall, bigger than, wouldn't you be doing a little more for the climate, showing your undoubted commitment if you didn't export oil and gas at all to anybody, anywhere, just leave it in the ground? No, we certainly could not. There's no profit on a live planet. Look, those who understand these matters, who care about the environment like we do, know oil and gas are an integral part of Santos, that's the prophet's role in addressing climate change, if there is. The good news is that policy on the frying of the planet is determined by socially concerned people like Kevin and the caring corporations they represent. I never thought I would ever agree with anything that emerges from the mouth and mind of caring business class Senator Con Shit on the Poor for Irrevante Wells. But this week, spot on, I agree with every word. And what a tragic loss for parliamentary democracy the retirement bracket forced of socialist Kim Il-Kar, who after 30 years putting his obviously deep commitment to political rotation into action, has suddenly realised he has a family. Nothing to do with his political family dumping him. As Kim Il said, he would have preferred to keep his bum on the plush seat so he could continue to bring us all the Socialist Party's commitment to fairness. And given in the 30 years he has devoted his every second to the working class, fairness has gone backwards big time, almost exponential deceleration, we can but imagine what another 6 years of Kim Il devotion would have underachieved. His big thing, perhaps because of his name, was to hand the world's biggest car makers and manufacturing caring employers generally trillions in public funds, a cornucopia of corporate welfare, showing that if he couldn't do anything about socialism for the workers, he could do plenty about socialism for the filthy rich. As a final tribute, I guess we now have to feel sorry for his family. And finally, the What a Brilliant Idea and Responsible Use of Our Money award to Scummo Josh and the team for their solution to their concern over an evil Chinese company running the Port of Darwin. Spend trillions to build another Port of Darwin for USR protecting the good guys' train killers. Scummo Josh and the team, your What a Brilliant Idea and Responsible Use of Our Money award is on its way. Although, here's a silly, silly thought. Mightn't it have been a touch cheaper to keep our ports in public hands in the first place? Told you it was silly. Good morning.